time for our Athlete of the Week program, being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it's my pleasure to introduce our Athlete of the Week, no stranger to Inside the Cave, Molly Brown from Addison High School Volleyball. And Molly, welcome back in studio.
Thank you.
So tell us, you've had a pretty successful year as personally, I guess, with volleyball. We have some stats here that we collected 43 kills and 36 digs in wins over Columbia Central and Jonesville this last week. Really quite a week for you.
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
So tell us about your year so far.
At the beginning of the year, we were just looking at who we have. We have a super young team. We have three sophomores on our team and only two seniors, and only three of our girls are returning from last year. So very young and, I guess, inexperienced. But we started playing at Siena League and we were like, okay, we're actually pretty good for being how young we are. And when we got into conference play, we all just kind of started clicking, and it's going really well.
So what's your record so far?
I don't really know, but we've only lost to Manchester in conference.
Okay.
So you haven't lost any games in the conference then so far?
Well, we've lost to Manchester. Manchester's in our conference.
Oh, that's right. I'm thinking LCAA. Yeah, we got one team in the county that plays in the Cascades. So, yeah okay.
So as far as the team is concerned, you're kind of early into the season. What are some of the games that are coming up or matches that you're looking forward to?
I think everyone kind of looks forward to playing Michigan Center. We don't really have a rival because it's just kind of it's with adding the four teams, it's just hard to have a rival anymore. But we all kind of make Michigan Center our rival, so we all get excited to play them. And I think like Grass Lake beat us last year, but we ended up sharing the conference title with them, so I just want to see how it's going to go against them.
So the Cascade, pretty competitive then.
Yeah, very competitive.
Molly, as a senior now, what role are you playing as a leader on your team? You're an experienced player, but how do you see your role as a leader?
I mean, I think I was kind of a leader last year too, just being, experience the same way, but this year I have to treat it differently because the girls still haven't been playing as long as I have been. The girls last year, I had five seniors on my team, and being a leader, it's different when you have five other leaders with you. But now it's the girls are just so young, I have to kind of change the way I like look at it and change the way I say some things just because they haven't been playing as long as I have.
Are you a strong verbal leader, or do you kind of like
shaking her head?
To,
yes.
Yeah. So, or you know, a lot of people like to think that they can just lead by example. That this is how I'm going to play. But obviously, by the look there, that you're pretty verbal.
I mean, yeah, you can lead by example, but especially in volleyball, I feel like it's such a communicative sport. You have to like talk to your team and. If no one's talking, I mean, if you come to a game, I'm definitely like the loud mouth. You can hear me talking like all the time. But I mean, if it's going to make us better, then I'll yell every single second of the game.
So when you're yelling, what are some of the things that you say? Are you giving encouragement or, you know, we need to do this, we need to do that?
I mean, it's either encouragement or it's just like simple things like, oh, I'll get this ball or watch tip or seam left, seam right. It's just like easy things that are necessary, but just simple.
Are you playing? I know a lot of teams do things differently in volleyball, but are you playing a lot of invitationals on weekends, or are you taking a lot of weekends off? I know some people don't like to do the invitationals. I don't know if that's too much volleyball or the coaches don't want to spend their Saturdays, you know, if they're a teacher. But I know when my daughter played, almost double figure weekend tournaments.
Yeah. This month we had like none. We haven't had a tournament in a little bit because we had our home tournament and then we didn't have a tournament since. But every weekend of October we do have a tournament. And then we've had a couple quads. I think we have like three quads and a try. But
do you come across Hudson in the invitationals? Do you have a that would obviously the Hudson Addison rivalry doesn't go away.
No,
but you haven't seen them this year, or will you see them this year?
No, we haven't seen them this year at all. We usually see them at the Hanover tournament that we go to, but other than that, we don't really see them anywhere. I mean, they're in our district last year, but we didn't play them, but I'm pretty sure they're in our district again. So
yeah. What are you working on right now personally? What are you, is there something in your game that you're really trying to improve on? Is there something you're concerned about?
I just am trying to minimize my errors because, I mean, you can't score points if you just hit it into the net. So I'm trying to just not do that as much because it's not really – it's more of like an error of I just try to hit the ball too hard. I get a little excited, and I just hit it right into the net. So I'm trying to calm myself down and just sometimes get the ball over the net when it's needed.
When you're serving, and I'm talking about you now, are you trying to ace every time you serve it? Or I know your young girls probably are just, I got to get it in. Consistently get it in, keep it in play. When you're hitting your serves, are you trying to score every time?
It depends on who we're playing and how much we're beating them by. If it's a really close game, I'm just trying to get it over and in. I'm not going to make it easy, but I want it to be in and safe serve. But if we're winning by a lot or I'm feeling good, then I'll try to get an ace.
We're talking with our athlete of the week this week, Molly Brown from Addison High School Volleyball. We have to take a break and listen to a message from our sponsor, but we'll be right back.
School attendance is more than just a statistic. It is the foundation of academic success, social development, and future opportunities. Over the past several years, Lenawee County went from among the leaders in the state of Michigan for good attendance to nearly a third of local students being chronically absent. Chronic absenteeism, which is defined as missing 10% or more of the school year, or approximately 2 days a month, can have serious academic, social, and well-being consequences for students. To learn more, visit lisd.us/attendance.
And we're back inside the cave with our athlete of the week this week, Molly Brown from Addison High School Volleyball. And just talking off air, I know you're a multiple sport athlete. Tell us some of the other things that you do.
I also run indoor track and I run outdoor track as well. So.
And you've been recruited for track, right?
Yeah, that's kind of the plan right now, to run track in college. So. Yeah.
So the volleyball is kind of on the back burner?
I mean, I always love volleyball. I used to want to play volleyball in college, but playing front row in college just at like anything higher than, I mean, I would have to play at a really, really low level. I'm just pretty short for front row in volleyball, so it's just I had to kind of let it go. I let it go after my sophomore year, and I'm okay with it now, but yeah.
I know I was watching the Louisville and
Kentucky
game last night. Very competitive. Yeah. And I see what you mean. I mean, you've got to be pretty tall to be up on that front line.
Yeah. They're all like 6 foot two and stuff. I'm not close to 6 foot two.
So as far as the rest of the season, you want to get the finish up well with your teammate. Tell us some of your teammates that you're playing with.
I'm playing with Kaylee Kane. She was on the team last year. She's a right side middle. And then we have our three sophomores are Grace Stanley, Haley Marcy, and Lily Arnold. They're really good, but they're just young. And then we have juniors. Our juniors are Grace Olsofsky, Ava Beard, Pearl Morgan. Pearl was on varsity last year as a sophomore too. And I think we have one more, but, oh, I just don't remember.
And your coach?
My stepmom, Barb Brown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make sure you mention her now.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Molly, we want to congratulate you again on being one of our multiple athletes of the week. You did it in track this last year. Speaking of track, your counterpart from Onsted has been doing very well. I know you are pretty friendly. How do you assess her year coming up?
I mean, I think she's going to be great. Emery's always great. I enjoy watching her run cross country. I've gone to the state meet the past like 2 years, and I've seen her run. And we don't do the same events, so when I watch her run, I'm like, yeah, I could never run that fast. Like, I think she's really good. So
she really is. Well, again, congratulations on being our athlete of the week. We have a certificate for you here, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
And let us know where you decide to go to school.
Okay.
All right. The Athlete of the Week, sponsored by the Lunaway Intermediate School District, continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success.